Isn't life so amazing? Sometimes it can get crazy, but hey, that's okay.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another exciting episode of My Insane Menno Brain, the Untamed Thoughts of Artemis North. Well, today started out really great. I had a 7:15 a.m. standing appointment, which sounds early, but it's not. Not for me, anyways. And Bez and Doc Rico have a round table. It's a mastermind for artists. It's an X space. And every Tuesday and Thursday, we get up and we just talk. We talk about pricing, positioning. Let's see if I can remember the four. Pricing, positioning, promotion, and process. Or is it printing? I think it's printing. Anyways, we have this wonderful conversation. Doc Rico is a digital artist who has been teaching my sister Shadows Pub and I about creating museum quality pieces. And it's been quite enlightening. I really am enjoying it. So then I decided, oh, I better get my breakfast. So I threw my oatmeal and my berries into the air fryer, sat down, thought, oh, there's that episode 9 of Yellowstone to watch. I'm here to tell you, I don't think it's a good idea to watch something so sad first thing in the day. Oh my gosh, my mind went right away to my own mortality. I mean, seeing Don Johnson. I think he was killed, but they're saying he committed suicide. But we all know the story. And if you don't follow Yellowstone, well, sorry about your luck. it's a hell of a story. But thinking about Don Johnson, I mean, oh my gosh. Even for Gen Xers, Don Johnson's been around forever. I mean, Miami Vice? Oh my gosh. But then you start thinking about your own mortality. Ugh. Yeah, that's a scary one. Not just about, you know, life insurance and what you're going to leave behind, but the thoughts of actually not being here anymore. And what is worse, the thought of not continuing the adventure, sticking around to see what happens, or not being there. Not being there for your loved ones, not being there when your grandkids get married. Oh, who knows? Maybe I'll be around. I mean, I started early. I had my daughter when I was 17. And then my son and his girlfriend had kids pretty young. Well, a child, my grandson, who is now almost 18. He'll be 18 in January. What the hell? Where did the time go? So then I'm thinking about mortality and where did the time go? And it suddenly occurred to me that the last decade went by in a blink. So when you're a little kid, it seems like every week is a year. And then you get older and you get into your 20s and 30s and time seems like you have a lot of it. It'll go on forever. And then you hit your 40s and you start slowing down a little and time goes a little faster. And then you hit your 50s and it's like a blink of an eye. Blink of an eye. I'm not 60 yet, but I'm not that far away. So where did the time go? And you know that meme where there's a person looking in a mirror? They're an old person looking in a mirror at a young person going, what the hell happened? Where did I go? Or why are people my age so old? Why am I hanging out with old people? And these are the untamed thoughts that occur in my menno brain. No, seriously, though, when you think about your own mortality, what is it that you think about? Are these thoughts normal? I have to wonder, is this normal? I've never really thought about my mortality so seriously as I have in the past 10 years. You know, what am I going to miss? What sorts of technology is going to happen? Who will my grandkids become? I don't want to see my own kids age, though, because you don't want to see your own kids go. And again, that's terrible, too, because, I mean, the alternative to aging isn't very good. I think I'd rather be aging. I think I'd rather be going through menopause and dealing with all of those symptoms than the alternative. Yeah, I think that's definitely a much better thought. So I've been rambling on here. I don't even know how long I've been talking to you about this topic, but I think today I'm going to shake it off and I'm going to go get social and try to make my own little piece of the world a better place. So when I wake up tomorrow, I smile. And I'm not going to watch anything sad first thing in the day because that's just too much. Anyways, have a great day, people. Go forth and be a little crazy.
Just try your best to make it through with love.